feels like, you know, we were trying to keep track of everything. 2010 budget with $3.6 trillion, the 2009 budget, $410
billion. Not to mention the stimulus.
You know, billion here, billion there.
Yeah, not to mention the stimulus.
Stimulus, right, the tire part. I mean, there's just lots of money flowing around. But the president's $3.6 trillion budget, excuse me, that was unveiled last Thursday, it's a, you know, it's a very ambitious blueprint. This is even more blueprint than in most years, because this one that we saw last week doesn't even have line items in it. It really is his kind of overarching proposal of what he wants to do. But it's extremely ambitious. Basically wants to, you know, in it is the whole overhaul of the healthcare program, again, in kind of broad strokes, not the details, but it's in there, going ahead and trying to reduce the deficit. At the same time that there's a ton of discretionary spending, a cap and trade system, about, you know, trying to have a transition to renewable fuels, more spending on education from the federal government, including essentially taking over the whole student loan program.
Right, they're going to stop giving the discounts or whatever it was they were doing to entice people to give student loans.
Right, so they're kind of, you know, effectively putting that under the federal umbrella. And then also to pay for this, making some big shifts in taxation, especially from the Bush years. There's an awful lot in here, and some folks are saying it might be too much to do, especially during a recessionary period where they're still fighting the fires with the stimulus and the TARP and auto bailout, that this budget may be too much to swallow.
Yeah, it sounds like they have a brick on the gas pedal and a ping pong ball on the brake pedal. But I was wondering, though, what's the feeling on the Hill? Because we're reading that there has been some opposition to a lot of the measures, depending on who it is that's opposing. But it's not just Republicans, is it?
It's not just Republicans. I mean, there are some Democrats. The deficit is starting to be a real concern. And there's some real concern also about how they're going to try to reduce the size of the deficit. And some folks, particularly Blue Dogs, the more conservative Democrats, are saying that this is a bit of smoke and mirrors, how they're going to get to that. But basically, a lot of this is along party lines. The Republicans are, as we talked about during the stimulus, really banding together and saying, you know, this is pork, there's a lot of wasteful spending, this is too much. They're trying to paint President Obama's administration and the Democrats leading the Congress as being wasteful spenders. They're looking forward to 2010, you know, the midterm elections just after a new president. Often the opposition party does well, and they're hoping to do that. And they're painting themselves that way. The Democrats, on the other hand, are supporting the president, and these are a lot of their priorities. You know, they've been sort of waiting for this for the past 8 years, and even though it's very ambitious, most of them are happy to see this.
All right. Is there anything that is drawing bipartisan fire? Is there any issue in here? Is it the tax increases? Is it the cap-and-trade program? Or what is in the 2010 budget that both people seem to agree is a non-starter?
A lot of question about how they're going to get to health care, the overhaul, and how they're going to make this cap and trade work. There's a lot of let's see the details at this point, because again, this particular budget is really just an outline of the president's priorities. He called for $634 billion over 10 years to cover a health care expansion, for instance, but provided no detail about what the overhaul would look like, and then said $316 billion of the cost would be covered by savings from Medicare and Medicaid, but didn't say how. So I think there's a lot of, if there's bipartisan criticism or bipartisan concern, it's how are we going to do this? How are we going to pay for it?
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about the 2010 budget that's getting some hearings today on Capitol Hill.
But it sounds like from reading the testimony that Tim Geithner gave before House Ways and Means yesterday, they're acknowledging that things like cap and trade will in fact cost consumers more because if they're going to tax industries such as utilities that make carbon dioxide in order to produce the electricity in this cap and trade system. He said if people don't change how they use energy, then they will face higher costs. So it sounds like everyone agrees that the consumers will ultimately bear the cost for some of these big programs.
Right, and I think that's the concern. How are they going to pay for it? The idea is supposed to be, you know, on the cap and trade that extending you know, that going ahead and doing this is going, if people go ahead and change their habits, that then they will, you know, they will reap the savings. But of course, as you point out, they have, you know, they still have to deal with utilities. And so there's a lot of concern about how that would work. So I think that's true, that there is real concern here, you know, about who's going to get left paying the bill. And also in the tax increases, you know, there's been a lot of talk about upper income taxpayers would bear the brunt of this. But there is also concern that, you know, among some middle income taxpayers, that what does this mean for them? And are they going to, you know, how far down the ladder will these tax increases start?
And Jody, talk to us about how rosy the scenario has to be in order for the tax, just the taxes alone and the improvement in the economy to really reach the budget, budget outline that President Obama has put forward.
Yeah, again, there's some question about that. It's a little tough to tell. But basically, to meet their, you know, deficit reduction goals, you know, they're going to have to bring in a lot more to the Treasury. And right now, the other problem is that, they're really hurting. The Treasury coffers are hurting and are expected to hurt further in 2009 and probably into 2010 as individuals and businesses
make less money
as well.
Yeah, and they don't turn in as much to the federal government.
So, they're expanding some tax breaks for middle class and businesses, is making work pay payroll tax credit enacted as part of the stimulus. That's going to be another $536.8 billion over 10 years. They're going to expand the earned income tax credit at $32.9 billion, expand the refundable portion of the child tax credit to the tune of $70.5 billion. These are, you know, over 10 years. So they're doing a lot of things, that they, you know, supposedly to help middle income taxpayers. But then if you look at, okay, well, they have to bring in taxes at the other end, you know, how is that going to happen?
And that's the problem. I mean, I think that these questions could really change the 2010 budget, couldn't they? I mean, the questions are big enough because these are major changes in just the way things operate. This cap and trade system alone would, you know, under normal circumstances, take years to negotiate, wouldn't it?
Right. And healthcare, as we know, you know, having been tried before, is not a thing that can be easily done. So, again, these were proposals. The president put them in the budget saying, this is what I want to do this year. And then I think there's plenty of people on the Hill saying, well, we'll see what he's really going to do. Which is he really going to focus on? And what can he afford to do?
Well, we thank you so much for joining us to talk. Well, one other quick question,
sure.
Jody, I wanted to ask about this $646 healthcare expansion, $646 billion. Is that part of the extending unemployment benefits to people who are unemployed that states would have to pick up on the other side? Or is that just the creation of a new healthcare, you know, system at the federal level that people could buy into? Or what do we know what that is?
We really don't. This is what the president proposed in the budget is a $634 billion in a reserve fund over 10 years to cover healthcare expansion. It doesn't really provide any details. One is thinking that, you know, this would be the proposed healthcare plan that he talked about during the campaign, but it's a huge plan, and people are really looking to see what the details would be. It's supposed to be paid for over savings for Medicare and Medicaid. Again, we don't know exactly how they would get those.